The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
The city of Portsmouth, like many others, is trying to balance public safety and financial limitations. As we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, the city council has taken a step it hopes will help.
Right. There's been a lot in the news about pay of public workers, particularly firefighters in the emergency services. And it turns out Portsmouth found a way to try to keep people around, and that is to offer a $1,000 bonus if they'll keep working with the city. This is a story in the Virginian Pilot by reporter Anna Lay, and she reports there's a catch. You have to work at least through July 1st. If you leave before then, you have to return the money.
David, last year a firefighter said that a staffing shortage may have been partly responsible for a fatal fire in Portsmouth. The fact is, there are public safety jobs that have gone unfilled in the city for a while.
May of 2015, council froze 17 positions, fire positions and 24 police positions to save money. So the staffing issue is one that's they've been trying to deal with, and this is a way city officials think they can maybe perhaps keep enough firefighters and firemen on the job.
The $1,000 stipend includes not only emergency responders, but also dispatchers, something that Councilwoman Elizabeth Simmons felt good about.
I am delighted that the manager included 911 operators, dispatchers in this. This is the first time in my memory that we have included dispatch.
The program could cost as much as $860,000. The city says that won't increase its operating budget. David, our next story is from Accomack County. It's largely rural, and they'd like to keep it that way. At the same time, they don't want to shut the door completely on new things. So how do they manage this?
This story is by Clara Vaughn, a reporter with the Eastern Shore News, about a solar farm that's going up in Accomack County on the Eastern Shore. Now, of course, the day doesn't go by without reading about these solar farms going up pretty much all over Virginia. But this one is unique in a couple of ways. One, the county officials are concerned that the solar farms might change the agricultural nature of the county. So they've actually changed the zoning. After this approval of this 20-megawatt solar power project, you're going to have to get the land rezoned. They're not going to allow it just by right, or at least with a special permit in agricultural areas.
And that, of course, gives them a powerful tool to preserve agriculture. But they've indicated that they might look more favorably. In fact, apparently they will look more favorably on projects like the one that's about to open.
The developers of this solar farm are going to bring in some sheep to eating grass that grows up and maybe keeping the grass down between the panels. So they're marrying both they're giving a new meaning to a solar farm that is combining alternative energy with an actual sheep farm.
And we might add, not just any sheep. These will be Hog Island sheep. That's a breed that originated in the area and is now considered to be endangered. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.